It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. It is Wednesday. That means it is Wings Day at Hooters Restaurants, and they have five locations. It is Lone Tree, Westminster. I should have this totally memorized right off the top of my head. And Westminster, Aurora, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. And today is a great day to their wings are really, really good. And I'm going to get together with some friends, and I'm going to get some Hooters wings tonight. Steve?
You told me you were going to have this get-together, and I thought, oh, you know, it's always an interesting time. I thought, could I go over there? But now that you say that, I guess I will.
I guess you will. Yes, you're always invited, Steve. So anyway, for more information about all their specials, go to HootersColorado.com. That's HootersColorado.com. And yes, happy Wednesday to each and every one of you. Welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I'm Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. That way you will get first look at all of our upcoming guests. And then our most recent podcast, our most recent op-eds we roll out, but you can find those on the website as well. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. I was thinking about all of you as I was headed in to the studio, and you are treasured, you're valued. Today, strive for excellence, live with intention, take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body, and I do love hearing from you. And again, you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. And always like to say thank you to this great team. And that is producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie, and the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. As we're going through these times right now, Steve, first of all, I think we've taken many of our blessings for granted. The blessings of free speech, and the blessings to assemble, and the blessings of freedom of religion, and the blessings to get together with friends and family, and just so many blessings that we've taken for granted. A year ago at this time, the economy was booming. Unemployment was at record lows. Unemployment for blacks was at record lows. Unemployment for women was at record lows. Unemployment for Hispanics, across the spectrum. No matter what your descriptor was, it was that everybody was thriving and prospering or working towards that. We had great opportunity. And it's astonishing that just within this last year, what has happened, Steve?
Well, the way the show is laid out today, there's more time for you and I to go back and forth about different subjects. And you're going to toss to me often. And I can't help thinking that every time you toss over to me, I'm going to begin with a big sigh. Because I've lost track. You asked me earlier this morning about what McConnell is doing or what he plans to do. And I flat out said, I don't know, because the pot is stirred so badly. You can't. What's the old adage? Is like, you can't tell what's going on unless you have a program. Well, I don't have a program, and I really don't know what's going on anymore. Now, that being said, maybe that would make some listener out there feel maybe a little bit better, because we are so confused. And I always like encountering and engaging with another person who's on the same track that I am. It kind of reaffirms me a little bit. So maybe I got to say that, all right, if I don't really have a good grip on what's going on back in Washington, there are other people who are in the same boat.
Well, and I think that that's by design, Steve, and that is why we do this show, to work towards truth and clarity on the issues. And when Donald Trump would look into the television camera and say, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you. I think deep down I realize that, but look at the censorship of everyday American people by these big tech companies. There is no freedom of speech there. I've always said that we need to err on the side of freedom of speech. Whenever you're presented with something, you need to err on the side of freedom. And freedom isn't easy. Freedom, sometimes it's messy as you are engaged in this battle of ideas. But freedom is the place that we need to, and freedom, really I should say liberty, because going back to Ben Martin's definition of liberty, liberty is the responsible exercise of freedom. So when I'm talking about freedom here, I'm talking about the responsible exercise of freedom. And inherent in the Bill of Rights is the freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to assemble. And we have seen these draconian measures from city councils to county commissioners to legislators to governors to congressmen and senators. They do hold their hand up that they're going to uphold the Constitution, but they need to understand it. And if, in fact, they're not upholding the Constitution, they were lying to us.
I believe I shared with you earlier in the week that I got kind of assaulted, if that's the right word, by a husband and wife team on social media regarding my understanding of the First Amendment and a comment that was made regarding this censorship that's going on. I guess I can't get my head around, regardless of their understanding versus my understanding of the First Amendment, what I can't get my head around is in the censorship thing that these companies, because their argument was these are private entities, private companies, they have the right to do whatever they choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, yeah, they do. But in terms of what they're doing to this culture, to this country, they have taken on the mantle of we're going to mold, we're going to shape minds through our, you know, through Facebook, through Twitter. We're going to mold the attitudes of this country instead of letting people find out for themselves what it is they choose to believe.
Now, let's just put that, I think maybe we'll come back and talk about that in this second segment, because we wanted to get to the quote for today, but I think that's really important that we chat about that. The quote for today is from Søren Kierkegaard. He was a Danish philosopher, theologian, poet, social critic, and religious author. He wrote critical texts on organized religion, Christendom, morality, ethics, psychology, and the philosophy of religion, displaying a fondness for metaphor, irony, and parables. He was born in 1813. He died in 1855. He said this. He said, "The daily press is the evil principle of the modern world, and time will only serve to disclose this fact with greater and greater clearness." I think also I could probably put big tech in there as far as daily press, Steve. It says, "The capacity of the newspaper for degeneration is sophistically without limit, since it can only sink lower and lower in its choice of readers. At last it will stir up all those dregs of humanity which no state or government can control." Now, I know you said that's pretty dark. He was born in 1813. And one of the reasons I think that when I pull these quotes is this isn't new, what we're going through. And we have, in some ways, this prosperity that we have really benefited from, we've not been good guardians of liberty and making sure that we take care of these principles are these things in the Bill of Rights, like freedom of speech and freedom of religion and freedom of the press. And so right now, we are faced with this, and we need to step forward. And Steve, you mentioned as we were doing our pre-call that I think John Rush had said, and a good friend of mine, Sue, had recommended that we need to walk away from these big tech companies that are censoring. And it's not going to be easy. Freedom, like I say, freedom is messy. There's people like in Europe that I've connected with on Facebook that I can stay in touch with. And I can feel myself, it's like, I hate to walk away, but I'm getting to that point, Steve.
Well, I was on my way in hearing, I left early enough to hear the tail end of John Rush's yesterday's show. We play it again in a replay early in the morning the following day. And he's making that very point. And as he's speaking, I'm thinking, well, boy, what a pain in the neck that would be. Because, you know, like, I have a Gmail account. Do I really want to swap that? And you know, all the hassle that goes with it. But it kind of makes sense. The more you think it through, if they're really, you know, once Trump is gone, they're going to set their sights on conservatives. And who's to say they won't? It's going to get messy.
Well, and speaking of Gmail accounts, remember when people were setting them up? They're like, it's free. My friends, we're going to find out that nothing is free. But let's jump over here to Lauren Levy. He is a valued sponsor. All my sponsors are super valued of the Kim Munson Show. He is a mortgage specialist. He works with a lot of different companies. And Lauren Levy, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Hey, good morning, Kim.
We're in remarkable times, Lauren. We talked last week. I kind of didn't dream that we would be having the headlines that we're having this week. What do you think?
I agree with you. And, you know, I talk to you a lot about the effect on the mortgage market of these different issues that we deal with. And, you know, we started to see, I told you before that, you know, this blue wave type thing could be something that's a catalyst to start to see rates rise a little bit. And we're starting to see that ever so slightly now. Just mortgage rates creeping up a little bit. And it's mostly because of the, I don't want to say the fear, but the anticipation of a large stimulus package, which could create inflation. And that's what rates try to get out in front of. So we've seen them creep up ever so slightly, just, you know, maybe like 0.25% or something so far since we talked last week.
Okay. Can people lock in a rate right now if they contact you?
Absolutely. Yep. That's what we're doing. We're trying to get everybody locked in just in case things continue to go up. We've seen this before where rates have blipped up a little bit for maybe a month and then come back down. So we really don't know if this is a permanent change, but absolutely people can lock in now and then still secure good rates for sure.
Okay. And then the other question, Lauren, I know that reverse mortgages are a tool that people can use, and many people are considering that with interest rates low, that they've been reliant on investment income. Tell me, though, with a reverse mortgage, do you lock in a rate with that, or how does that work exactly?
So that's an excellent question, Kim, and that is really an answer that is tough to answer in a short period of time. There are things called fixed rate reverse mortgages, and we use those when people are paying off a balance on their current mortgage that is about equal to what they qualify for on the reverse, or if they just want to take a lump sum out that's equal to the amount they want to qualify. Most reverses are adjustable rates where you don't need to lock them in because they adjust every year or every 6 months. And the reason is that's what allows you to set up a do-it-yourself pension or get a line of credit on it. The adjustable rate reverse has a lot more bells and whistles and features available to the borrower than a fixed rate does. And so you have to kind of get used to the fact that if you've heard bad things about adjustable rate mortgages on a regular mortgage, on a reverse, they're not necessarily a bad thing.
Okay, but so let's say somebody's on a fixed income and they decide that they want to do a reverse. If inflation gets wild, do they have I think I'm concerned about risk with an adjustable. So that's probably a conversation people need to sit down and talk with you about.
That's right. And it makes sense. And the difference you need to remember, Kim, is on a regular mortgage, you're making payments. And so if interest rates rise, your risk is that your payment could grow uncontrollably. Even though all loans have what's called a cap, it's the highest rate the loan can grow to. There are caps, meaning it can't just go uncontrolled. But in the reverse, you don't make any payments. You don't pay the loan back. You know, the intention is that you have no mortgage payments and you live out your days in that home. And so it's not such a big deal because you don't have to worry about your payment getting away from you.
Okay. But it's certainly, and when you and I first started talking about these, you said that this is a very important, if somebody is considering that, to bring the family in on this so that everybody understands what's happening. Lauren Levy, you have a unique perspective because you work with so many different lenders, and I would really recommend that people reach out to you if they've not gotten their home refinanced or if they're buying a new home, to reach out to you because you can work with a lot of different people and really find something that's great for them. So, Lauren, how can people reach you?
The best way is just on 303-880-8881 is my cell, or Lauren at Polyfi Group, P-O-L-Y-F-I group.com is my email, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
And people can find your information on my website as well. That number for Lauren is 303-880-8881. Lauren, thanks so much. We will talk to you next week.
Okay, you got it, Kim. Thank you.
Okay, and we're going to go to break. And when we come back, Steve and I are going to talk about this Facebook conversation that he had regarding private companies, public accommodation. We'll be right back.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Steve, I wanted to go over to this conversation that you and I chatted about it the other day right after you'd gotten into this Facebook conversation about private companies, and then we talked about public accommodation, and it's a dilemma. And going back to public accommodation laws, as I understand them, they came out of the Civil Rights Act, and it basically had said that if you provide a public service, that you cannot discriminate, is the way I understand it. Is that the way you understand it, Steve?
Well, you were the one that brought that to my attention, and, you know, sitting there trying to reason through it, when you talk about the Civil Rights Movement and public accommodation, automatically it kind of dates it or puts it in a certain time of our history. I turned around right away and thought, is there a contemporary adaptation to the public accommodation that would now, you know, reach out and grab onto or include the likes of social media?
Okay, now I want to go back to my understanding of public accommodation laws. And this was, of course, back in the 60s. It is, as we look at it, it's mind-boggling that, in fact, that there were different water fountains and that people had to ride in different parts of the bus. And the people couldn't sit at the counter at Woolworths because of the color of their skin. And that is so antithetical to the American idea that we're striving towards, that all men are created equal with these rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. That's where we're headed. That's our North Star. But these public accommodation laws were in response to unconstitutional Jim Crow laws that were passed by cities and counties and states. So that is where we really should have been taking the fight, is to get rid of those laws. And then I really think that the free market would have come in, and it would have taken some time as we, again, look at that North Star that all men are created equal. But the public accommodation laws were put in. But then we see this morphed into where we are in, like, 2020. We look at Jack Phillips with Masterpiece Cake Shop, where the Colorado Civil Rights Commission came in and said, you have to do this. You have to affirm this belief. And if you do not affirm this belief, and you could fill in the blank with whatever it is, but if you do not affirm this belief, then we will use the power of government to take away your business or shut down your business. And so basically, Jack, they required him, he quit making wedding cakes because of that, of course, this went all the way to the Supreme Court, and he ultimately won. But then those that were heralding that, that liked the fact that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission had gone after Jack Phillips, are very quiet about Parler or about Amazon and Apple and Google trying to silence voices like Parler and different things, Facebook. They seem to be very quiet on that. So what's your thoughts, Steve?
Well, okay, the Jack Phillips thing is a great a parallel here to what I think we're talking about. Colorado Civil Rights Commission basically went to Phillips and said, in your business, you're going to play on this common thoroughfare called, you know, commerce. Mm-hmm. And you got to play it the way we tell you to play it. But we can't turn that back to this conversation, what's going on in these different platforms here and now. Again, the two individuals who were jumping all over me over the weekend, it's too easy to see what's really going on here. If you look at their particular wall, they're very liberal-minded people. But if the situation was changed and it was Biden who was being censored, or Biden who had his Facebook, Twitter account shut down, how would they feel about that?
Well, that's really an excellent question. But as I mentioned, freedom, liberty is messy. And Steve, it is going to be messy to walk away from a Gmail account. We use Google Docs all the time. I'm going to have to figure out what we do on, because it's been convenient. I mean, these are really cool things that they've come up with. And that's the thing, is it's so interesting how something that can be really great, like Google, they're so creative. Our phones, they're so creative. But they can become an enemy of us as well. And when we don't adhere to these ideas of freedom of speech, this whole contact tracing thing, I mean, that is so against the United States Constitution, A, that they would track. Now, yes, I guess we sign this. You get some big legal thing. You say, I agree to these terms. Well,
pages and pages. And what is the gross or the mass, the highest percentage of people who see it, what they do? They scroll down at the bottom and say, I agree.
Right. We never dreamed that they would use that against us. We never dreamed that they would track us and share that information with the government, which they are. And so this is not going to be fun, what we're going to be going through. But, gosh, when we talk to Jason, we have to ask him what Twitter and what's happening with those different stocks. Maybe you should text him and let him know that I'm pretty sure he's listening. But just in case, a couple of things also. I need to talk about this whole impeachment and this 25th Amendment thing. Now, the 20th of January is 6 days away, and that is Inauguration Day. And didn't I hear Joe Biden before the election? He was talking about unity. And that seemed to resonate with many people. They said, yes, we need to unify. We need to make sure that we come together. My friends, I have to ask you, here we are 6 days out, Biden and Harris ostensibly won. Yet they had wanted, first of all, to invoke the 25th Amendment. Pence said he's not going to do that. So now they say that they want to impeach Donald Trump. Don't they have better things to do? Like the country is reeling from the reaction to this whole COVID thing. Don't they have better things to do for the American people? And one has to ask why. Why are they hell-bent on doing this? So this is going to be a real interesting set of 6 days coming in. And of course, I mean, it's absolutely astonishing that you have Twitter shutting down Donald Trump's Twitter account when he had like almost 70 million followers. This is going to be really interesting, Steve, to see how this plays out.
Well, our beloved Speaker of the House, I mean, she was cornered Sunday night on 60 Minutes. Leslie Stahl was going after her big time, and she was like a slippery eel. She would not be cornered. And the silliness coming out of her mouth, justifying, you know, holding the legislation up, you know, for relief money, it was just flat out ridiculous. And now what she's doing here and now, many, many people have commented now, this has nothing to do with government as much as it does as some personal vendetta. I vividly remember the State of the Union speeches of 2017 and 2018. I mean, they're the president, he's doing his thing, and she was not the speaker. She was sitting out there amongst the rest of the Democrat House members, and man, you could just see her smoldering.
Hmm.
So
yeah, we really need to elect people that have this vision of the American idea,
like
instead of...
Jason McBride?
Hey, Jason McBride, are you going to run for office?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. What's happening? What happens? What's going on with Twitter stock? I'm intrigued.
Well, not too much. Yesterday, of course, it did take a pretty good smack the day before yesterday. It got all the way down from, let's see here, the day before they made the announcement, it closed at about 51.5. The next day, Kim, it got it down as low as 45, but then it rallied and closed up at 48. But then yesterday, it came down some again, and it ended up at about 47. This morning, it looks like it's going to start up just a little bit. But, yeah, it is interesting when they're going to lose a pretty big chunk of people that big that the stock isn't reacting in a bigger way. But, you know, honestly, Kim, I don't know how many total users Twitter has.
You know, I don't either. And I think that you mentioned their earnings. They haven't been earning a lot of money, have they?
Their earnings have been somewhat sporadic. I mean, they are profitable at this point, but the earnings have been kind of bouncing around a little bit. I should look up in their latest like quarterly report how many users they have, because it could be that losing 70 million users isn't a big percentage-wise difference.
It could be, yeah. Okay, that's your homework, Jason McBride.
Okay, I'll do it.
But with all this stuff going on out there, a plan is super important. I know that you're trying to keep your handle on what's happening with taxes and plan for the future, and highly recommend that people sit down and talk with you about what is happening and just their own personal economies, Jason McBride. How can people reach you?
Real easy. Just give us a call at 303-694-1600. That's 303-694-1600. Or you could check us out on the web at presidentialwm.com.
Okay. Jason McBride, thanks so much. And yeah, let's keep an eye on these big tech stocks. I'm just intrigued with what's happening with them. And you are a value partner of the show. I greatly appreciate you, Jason.
You too. Have a great show, Kim.
Okay, great. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we will be talking with Brigitte Gabriel. She's a national security analyst. She's the New York Times bestselling author of the book, The Bestseller Rise, which I have right here in front of me. And she is the chairman of Act for America. And when we come back, we'll get Brigitte's perspective on what is happening in our country. We'll be right back.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, kimmunson.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
Welcome back to The Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. I am so excited to talk with our next guest, Brigitte Gabriel. She is a national security analyst, a New York Times bestselling author, and chairman for ACT for America. Her latest bestseller, which I have right here in front of me, is Rise, in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom. Brigitte Gabriel, it's been a little while since we've talked. We are in remarkable times. A lot is going on. What's your thoughts?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Kim, first of all, Happy New Year, and I'm delighted to be back with you. And, you know, they say, may you live in interesting times. And by golly, are we living in interesting time. I never thought I would be speechless trying to express what's happening in our country. But I guess I am speechless is because I've been trying to warn about this, Kim, and you and I have talked about this for years. And we knew things were bad, but we never realized it has gotten this bad this fast. The left has been organizing for decades, decades, not years. Mm-hmm. You know, they say an overnight success takes 20 years. And by the time you realize how powerful they are, it didn't start yesterday. It didn't start when President Trump got elected. It started 20 years ago. It started in the early 2000s when we allowed China into the World Trade Organization. They were nothing, and all of a sudden now they own manufacturing. They manufacture our pharmaceuticals. They manufacture products for our military. They buy our elected officials. They have the money to buy our corporations, influence our TV stations, and literally silence Americans and interfere in our election. Meanwhile, you have the Democrats and leftist organizations in this country who are basically are used as the useful idiots at the hands of a global influence operation, and they don't even know it. Meanwhile, we, the American people, are paying the price.
Brigitte, I did want to make sure that people understand your background. You spent your adolescence years in basically a bomb shelter in Lebanon because of terrorism. And when you got to America and saw this beacon of freedom, you have been a voice warning us for many, many years. I remember that you were out here in Colorado. You were at a church, and I went to hear you speak, and it was absolutely riveting. If, in fact, Donald Trump had not been elected, I think that this would have just continued on. It's been underneath the surface. I remember I'd be in conversations with people and say, well, I'm pretty concerned about that. And they're like, ah, that doesn't matter. It did matter. But if we hadn't had Donald Trump, who had disrupted all of this, I don't think that we would have had the close to 80 million people that came to the polls that voted for him. I'm not sure that they would have understood just what was at stake, Brigitte.
And you are absolutely correct, because President Donald Trump was able to shine a light on the corruption, on the swamp, on how bad DC was. Because when he was elected, it's like the forces of evil came out of the woodwork into the limelight because they did not care. They had to do whatever they had to do to destroy him because they knew he was going to destruct their operation. He knew that he was strong enough, confident enough, determined enough to make America great and to put America first. President Trump has been talking about America's enemies for years. Just like me, you mentioned when I was at speaking at a church when you first heard me in Colorado, and I was talking about, I remember that presentation clearly. I was talking about foreign influence operations at that time, the Muslim Brotherhood into the United States, into our education system. I was talking about how we are losing our freedom of speech and how our our society has become so politically correct that we are afraid to speak the truth. And, you know, we at Act for America, my organization, I started Act for America after 9/11 because I understood why we need people to wake up and act for this country to protect this country. And when we started talking about freedom of speech, you know, Act for America, my organization, introduced the first Free Speech Defense Act, a law to protect free speech in New York in 2009 when we passed the first bill. And we did that because we knew that all the publishing houses, I was an author, all the media corporation, communication companies like television and newspapers were all based in New York. And we knew that the left, the UN, the Islamists were filing lawsuits trying to silence American authors. We passed that bill in New York in 2010. We took the Free Speech Defense Act nationwide. We started passing it in different states. We introduced it on the state level because we knew that under the Obama administration, nothing was going to happen in Congress. So we started going, working with state legislators to pass it. We passed the Free Speech Defense Act in 13 states between 2010 and 2015. And while we're doing all that, and that's when you heard me speak at that church in Colorado, people thought, oh, that couldn't possibly happen in America, Brigitte. You may be exaggerating. You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if things are this bad. And remember how I was telling people to get involved, act for yes. America. Now is the time to speak up. But people really didn't take it seriously. And on our side, our people really don't become engaged until the house is on fire. Well, now the House is on fire, and President Trump basically make everybody realize how bad the situation is. And now, again, I tell people, now is the time to get involved. Go to actforamerica.org and join us. Sign up to get our emails and action alerts. Start a group in your community. We are mobilizing groups nationwide. If you're listening to us right now and you had already started a freedom group in your community in the last 6 months or in the last year, do not disband in your group. Join us. Go to actforamerica.org and get involved.
And Brigitte, clearly get involved, get your brain around these issues. That's why we do this show, to search for truth and clarity to these issues so that people can engage with their friends and their family and their colleagues. And of course, Act for America is a very important organization as well. I want to talk a little bit about what I find absolutely astonishing, and that is with 7 days basically till Inauguration Day, that you've seen the Democrats in Congress and the Senate have been calling for, first of all, Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to try to remove President Trump from office. I find it somewhat ironic that for months we had Hillary Clinton and just a host of Democrats talk about, oh my gosh, there's not going to be a smooth transition with Donald Trump to if in fact the Biden-Harris ticket was deemed successful. And then here we are, that we're 7 days out. Donald Trump has said that there will be a peaceful transition. And they want to, A, first of all, invoke the 25th Amendment, and then B, impeach him. That doesn't seem, A, very classy. It doesn't seem very honest. It doesn't seem very getting down to business to take care of the American people and, you know, preserve our property rights. It doesn't seem like a peaceful transition, and it doesn't seem very unifying. What's your thoughts on this, Brigitte?
Oh, you're absolutely correct. We, our side, Kim, you, me, and our listeners relate to words that are honest, classy, peaceful. Because our people, look, when Obama got elected, I didn't vote for Obama, and I couldn't stand Obama. But I respected the office of the president and what that president represents, that stature of the presidency. And, you know, I didn't like him, I didn't agree with him, but I didn't have hatred against him the way the left has hatred against President Trump. I mean, this level of hatred is rage. It's beyond words for them to wish him dead, to wish his family dead. I mean, my goodness, I don't wish my enemies dead. But this is how they are. And they are going to try to impeach him because they want to make sure he will never, ever run again or be able to have any influence. This is why why they wanted to do that. And here we are, like you said, we are, what, 5-6 days from the inauguration. Why do you want to impeach the president other than you want to destroy him and destroy his reputation and any ability or possibility he may have to even mobilize or run again? That's why they want to do it. But they're not going to succeed because the Senate doesn't have time to do it. They want to impeach him in the House just to make a statement so they can say he is the only president in history who has been impeached twice. That's what they want. They want the talking point. They want the PR. And they are not interested in unity. They lecture us on unity while at the same time when Black Lives Matter, when Antifa was destroying property, burning our cities, attacking our police. Remember when they trapped police officers in a building all night long with all the police officers inside and they were trying to set it on fire? Where were the corporations boycotting Black Lives Matter and Antifa? The same corporations who are right now boycotting conservatives, boycotting and blocking conservatives, not wanting to do business with them. Those same corporations were giving money to Black Lives Matter and Antifa all summer long while they were destroying property and federal buildings. The hypocrisy is unbelievable. But this is exactly why we, the people who love God and country in the United States, the people who believe that America is exceptional, the people who wrap ourselves with the American flag, who would give our life to defend this country, now is the time for us to come together as one. We need to be united on the right. We need to come together, put our differences aside, and say we, the people who care about America, the America that was founded in the vision of our founding fathers, who gave everything and most of them died broke to give us the country that we have today, the least we can do is come together and preserve it for future generations. That America we need to preserve, and this is why I'm asking all libertarians, Republicans, Democrats who switch to conservative, the people who love this country and believe in America First policy, come together, network together, get to meet each other, join us, go to actforamerica.org. We are networking groups nationwide. Just last week, we brought together 25,000 people in the state of North Carolina alone, different groups who started in different cities, and put them under one umbrella so they can network with each other. We're doing the same thing now nationwide. If you have a group, go to actforamerica.org, and let's all come together and stand up to defend our freedom, the Constitution, our Bill of Rights, because right now the Democrats want to change everything.
Okay, Brigitte, let's go to break. You're talking about, there's a bunch of different things I've made notes on, but regarding bringing 25,000 people together, networking with Facebook and Twitter, with all of this censorship, I want to find out how that's going to happen exactly, because it seems like we need to walk away from these big tech companies. So keep that. I want to hear what you have to say when we come back. Before we go to break, though, Castlegate Knife and Tool is another great sponsor of the Kim Munson Show. They are located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. Sedalia is on 85 between Littleton and Castle Rock. And Sedalia is such a great taste of Americana. Castlegate Knife and Tool has knives and tools from the best blade makers from throughout the world. And whether or not you're a collector or a sportsman or a cook, a chef, they have the knife for you. So go to castlegate.com for more information. That's castlegate.com. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with a New York Times bestseller author, Brigitte Gabriel. One of her most recent books is Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. We'll be right back.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lorne Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lorne Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lorne Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. I am so excited to have Brigitte Gabriel on the line with me. She is a national security analyst, New York Times bestselling author, chairman for actforamerica.org, and her latest bestseller is Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Brigitte, my producer Steve during the break said, I wish she had a little more passion.
Well, you know my philosophy, 2% of the passionate will always overrule the 98% indifferent. And thank you for bringing that point up, because when we look at the left, they may not know the issues. Actually, a lot of them do not know the issues. But boy, they are burning with passion because they are so on fire for what they believe. They are willing to march. They are willing to speak. They are willing to network. They are willing to form groups in their community. They meet at Starbucks in the morning and say, let's have a cup of coffee, and then walk our neighborhood and walk on doors and meet our neighbors and do this and that. Our side is very informed. They listen to talk radio, they watch television, they read stories on the internet, and they say, oh, by golly, I'm informed and I'm going to vote. Well, you know what? A lot of things happen in 2 years between voting days. And what we need to do is take that information that we know, because we are informed, we are educated, we understand the issues, we love our country, but we need to take that information and couple it with passion so we are able to make a difference in our communities. Because, again, 2% of the passionate will always overrule the 98% indifferent. Do not be an indifferent. Be a passionate person and let's make things happen.
Most definitely. And this country was founded on people with a passion for liberty. And when I look at the history of America, Brigitte, from the Revolutionary War, and actually we will be doing a show once a month with a friend of mine, Brigitte. His name is Ben Martin. He is a patriotic historian. He's a former Army Ranger, graduate of West Point, and just has a real handle on our history. And like 2 years ago, we did a series each month on the Federalist Papers on the show. Then last year, we did the important writings and documents of America's founding. This year, we're going to talk about the Revolutionary War. And when we think about the people from 1776 and before, because they were battling in these ideas up until 1776. But as we look at the history of America, and people that were willing to put it all on the line to pass on something really good, such as liberty, and this idea that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, that is worth preserving. And we're born for this time, Brigitte Gabriel. And as you mentioned, we have to engage.
Yeah, engage and network. See, what happens on the left is they network together. So you take Indivisible, for example, which is probably a lot of our listeners have not even heard of it. Indivisible was started to mobilize the left's network. And they have over 6,000 groups nationwide. And they are small groups. Every group has its own name. And they meet in their communities and they network together. But they all come under one big umbrella organization called Indivisible. So they all walk lockstep, you know, together. They sing off the same sheet of music. They regurgitate the same talking points, so everybody sounds like they are on the same page. We, on our side, a lot of patriotic people have a lot of different groups in small town. People have groups, but they're not talking to each other. They're not networking. They're small groups that are hardworking. They are people who love their community. They love our country. They want to make a difference in their community. They do the best they can to make a difference in their community, but they do not know what's happening in cities to our drive away. And what we're doing with Act for America right now, like I mentioned earlier, and you wanted to ask more questions about it, how can we network together bypassing social media? Well, you know, social media is a new phenomenon. Now everybody is on social media. Remember, when I started growing our chapters in 2008, Twitter didn't even exist, let alone Instagram. You know, none of that stuff was around. Facebook had just started, and only the young teenagers were on Facebook. So we built the organization basically by traveling city to city. I would do that, like you heard me speak, and we would get people to sign up to become group leaders and have small groups in their community, but we networked all these groups together. And they did it via email, because social media doesn't have access to your Gmail or Yahoo or AOL or whatever email you use. And this is exactly why we told people, at that time, we were able to launch 1,000 chapters nationwide, 1,000. And they all networked together via email. We connected them together. Everybody had, every group leader had a database of all the group members. He or she can reach out to them via either snail mail or just sending them an email directly to their email address, bypassing social media and organizing. And this is where we need to get back to. So right now, I mentioned to you that we're bringing groups together from all over the country. We're doing the same thing in Michigan this week. We're organizing all groups in Michigan under our umbrella. So this way, instead of you being a small group in Michigan called Stand Up Michigan, now you are a part of a national network of thousands of groups, and you know exactly what's happening in Fontana, California, and what Fontana Warriors or Fontana Patriots are doing in California and their community. So everybody can learn and everybody can see what tactics that work, tactics that don't work, cities that are having similar situations. Those groups can network to see how they handled those situations, how they were more effective in overcoming a regulation or a law or a bill or an organization, and that's what we're doing. So Act for America is the umbrella organization that we do not want to take away groups' identity. If you have a group in Denver and you are called the Denver Patriots, you can keep your name. But what we're doing is connecting you with other groups nationwide. Just last night, we had a conference call with all the leaders, heads of these groups nationwide who came on the call just to meet each other, learn from each other, listen to a speaker, answer questions, and get to know each other. So that's what Act for America is doing. So if you have a group right now in whatever city listening to this broadcast and you do not know what to do, you feel, okay, we organized before the election, we were mobilizing our community, and now that President Trump is no longer there, okay, our work is over. No, your work is not over. We need you together. Now you still are connected to each other. Do not let those relationships go. Stay together. Send us an email. Bring your group under our umbrella. We'll help you. We'll network with you. We don't want anything from you other than to help you and make America stronger, safer, more prosperous, where we can all work together to preserve our liberties and our freedom.
And Brigitte, we only have a couple of minutes left, and I have to ask you about what I consider backstabbing to President Trump. When we talk about what we need to do, I find it absolutely remarkable that, again, with just about 7 days out, that we do not have Republicans that are standing strong for these American ideals. And are you located in Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we are. Yeah, we are located in the swamp.
Okay. Because the headline that seems to be coming across is that that McConnell may be in support of impeachment. And we've got just, like I say, a 2 minutes left. What's your thoughts on that, Brigitte?
Shame on him. You know, their true colors are coming out, the rhinos. Everybody's wavering. Everybody's backstabbing President Trump. This is exactly why we need term limits, and that's exactly why we need to work on term limits, and that's exactly why we need to get patriotic people to run for office on every level, from the precincts to the presidency, and learn how you run for office, get the groups to go out and vote for you, and start putting our own people who are going to go be there and who are going to serve the people. We do not need people sitting in Congress for 30 years like old furniture who are just self-serving without care for the population or the United States citizens, but they only care about their pockets, their influence, and their jobs. And it's going to have to come back to the grassroots to come together and say enough is enough. Let's start primarying these people out and getting new people and new blood into Congress.
Most definitely. And Brigitte, just as my researcher just texted me, she said that Sean Hannity said he called McConnell's office last night, and the staff there told Hannity not to believe the headlines. That was about 7:15. And to my producer's point is it's hard to know what to believe right now, but the truth will percolate to the top. Brigitte Gabriel, the work that you are doing for our country is absolutely amazing. And again, how can people reach you?
Oh, thank you so much. People can reach me by going to actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org. Send me an email. Join us. We would love to connect with you. And Kim, it's so wonderful being back with you. Let's not let it go too long. It's such a pleasure to be with you. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to your listeners.
Oh, Brigitte, I am so glad that we got connected. We had some scheduling challenges and we were able to work all that out. And I have to tell you, give me great heart, and we do not give up. We are Americans. And again, that is actforamerica.org. Brigitte, thank you so much. And we will not let it be too long before we talk again.
Thank you, my friend. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And as I was looking for quotes for today, I mentioned that I came up with Soren Kierkegaard, and he said this. He said, there are two ways to be fooled. One is to believe what isn't true. The other is to refuse to believe what is true. And with what's going on out there, I thought that was very apropos for today. So my friends today, be grateful. Read great books. Think good thoughts. Listen to beautiful music. Communicate and listen well. Live honestly and authentically. Strive for high ideals. And like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. Remember, my friends, you are not alone. God bless you and God bless America.
And I don't want no one to cry.